VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports Israel and Hamas have done another hostage exchange for prisoners Saturday.
Hamas releases three more hostages, Eli Sarabi, Ohad Ben-Ami, and Or Levy. Cheers from Israelis watching on an outdoor screen in Tel Aviv, the three looking gaunt and frail, all taken when Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th. In exchange, 183 Palestinian prisoners were released. With Gazans cheering for them on the strip, this was the fifth swap in the six-week ceasefire deal. Israel spokesman Gal Hirsch says there are still 76 more hostages, alive and dead, in Hamas captivity. I'm Julie Walker.
Lebanon's presidency announced Saturday that a new government had been formed after more than 2 years in which an interim cabinet had led the crisis-hit country. President Joseph Aoun signed a decree to form a government of 24 ministers, according to the presidency in a post on the social media platform X. The Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam spoke in a televised statement moments after his cabinet was announced. The new government faces the daunting task of implementing reforms needed to unlock billions of dollars from international donors. After years of economic crisis, overseeing a fragile Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire, and rebuilding a war-scarred country. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has said an elevated U.S. security partnership with South Korea and Japan poses a grave threat to his country and vowed to further bolster his nuclear weapons program. Kim has previously made similar warnings, but his latest statement implies again that he will not likely embrace President Donald Trump's overture to meet him and revive diplomacy anytime soon. This is VOA News. Leaders from Eastern and Southern Africa have called for an immediate and unconditional ceasefire in Eastern Congo, where rebels are threatening to overthrow the Congolese government. The summit in Tanzania Saturday also urged Congo's president to directly negotiate with them. The rebels seized Goma, the biggest city in Eastern Congo, following fighting that left nearly 3,000 dead and hundreds of thousands displaced. Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia disconnected their electricity systems from Russia's power grid Saturday, the region's operator said, as the part of a plan designed to integrate the countries more closely with the European Union and boost security. VOA's Christina Menente reports.
The three Baltic states, subject to last-minute tests, will synchronize with the EU's grid at 1200 GMT on Sunday.
No European country should be dependent on Russia for anything.
That was European Commissioner for Energy and Housing Dan Jorgensen speaking at a press conference on Saturday. The grid was the final remaining link to Russia for the three countries, which reemerged as independent nations in the early 1990s at the fall of the Soviet Union and joined the European Union and NATO in 2004. The Baltic Sea region is on high alert after power cable telecom links and gas pipeline outages between the Baltics and Sweden or Finland. All were believed to have been caused by ships dragging anchors along the seabed following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russia has denied any involvement. Christina Menanti, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump has followed through with a promise to punish South Africa for what he calls human rights violations against white South Africans. AP correspondent Donna Warder.
President Donald Trump on Friday signed an executive order stopping all aid to South Africa for what he says is the country's new land expropriation law that discriminates against white Afrikaners, and Trump wants to give refugee status to white South Africans. Because of apartheid, whites now make up 7% of South Africa's population, but own about 70% of farming land. The new law doesn't mention race, even though some Afrikaners fear the act will target them and their land. White South African Sharna Smith says Trump doesn't need to give refugee status to Afrikaners.
There's major conflicts in many other countries of the world that actually deserve an asylum better than what we do in South Africa.
I'm Donna Warder.
A magnitude 7.6 earthquake has shaken the Caribbean Sea south of the Cayman Islands. Several islands and countries urge people near the coastline to move inland, but authorities in some places later lifted their tsunami alerts. The quake's epicenter was located 209 kilometers south-southwest of Georgetown in the Cayman Islands. The U.S. National Tsunami Warning Center said that there was no tsunami alert for the U.S. mainland, but issued a tsunami advisory for Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, which was later canceled. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.